Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse Duplantis.
And I'm Kathy Duplantis.
And we want to say
Happy New Year!
What a wonderful 2026.
And what a great day to start out the new year with Jesse and Kathy and you.
Yeah, that's a blessing of a... And guess what?
What?
50 years of ministry.
That's right. This is what 2026
means. Yeah, I preached my first message January the 4th, 1976. And I want everybody to listen to me. I'll be preaching my new theme January the 4th. So that's what, 3 or 4 days from now, at Covenant Church. What's the odds of doing it on the same day, 50 years later? Mm-hmm. Isn't that something?
That's right.
Hallelujah. And you know, when you first start out, you don't think 50 years by no means. But boy, we've come a long way, like to say, you know, in every which way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
And not only me 50 years, but Kathy 50 years. I mean, she's been with me all the way from the very beginning of the thing, and it's just been a blessing of the Lord.
So we're both celebrating. A lot of firsts have happened during that 50 years of ministry, and we recently did a television broadcast, which we taped a little earlier, that's been airing all over, looking back. So if you haven't seen that, you can go back and look at the broadcast, which is also on our app and all our different platforms. But today we're going to talk about something, because this is the first of the year.
Amen.
2026, and we're excited about the year ahead. I'm excited to hear the theme that the Lord has given you. Our partners are already getting it in the mail.
Amen. My whole key to this is I've never lost my passion for the Lord. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say something. Now, please do not misunderstand this. I've said this before. If anybody believes in revival, I do. I am a revivalist to the church and an evangelist to the world. Mm-hmm. But now, don't get mad at me when I say this. I don't need revival because I've never lost my vibe. Do you understand what I'm saying? I stir up myself in praying in the Holy Ghost. I do it every day. And it's just such a blessing of the Lord. So people say, man, he's happy all the time. Don't he ever have problems? Well, sure. But it doesn't make no difference. When you when you've never lost your vibe, you know that the answer comes.
I love it.
All the time. Not some of the time, but all the time. So thank you for being with us. Now, here's, I want to start off with this thing. 50 years. Are you ready for this? I don't know many ministries can say this. I don't know many secular companies can say this. In 50 years of preaching this glorious gospel, we've never had a financial deficit. That's unheard of. You know why? Because God honors this ministry.
Yes.
And I say it all the time. I trust you, you trust me, and we both trust God. Yes, partners support this ministry every month. Some do it every day. And it's just such a blessing. But when you know in whom you have believed and you're persuaded, mm-hmm. boy, am I persuaded, that he's able to keep what we give to him. What did we give them? Everything we had. Spiritual, physical, and financial. That's not an overstatement. Gave all our money away to the Lord twice in our lives in these 50 years. And, you know, I've tried to outgive him, but I couldn't. Boy, he just blesses us. So 50 years. Watch that. You ever saw me sick? Amazing, isn't it? Well, not that I'm better than you or that I have any more faith than you. I don't believe that. I just made up my mind that the word of God cannot and will not return void.
Right. That's so true. And that reminds me of a testimony someone sent in. This is actually our 298th
who shrunk
chat.
Who shrunk my cup?
I used to
have a thing.
That's a new cup. Just
you put it in the dryer or something.
Well, I like the shorter ones myself.
Okay.
Because I do the coffee more than any. Right. But you can put anything in here. You have ice water. I have hot coffee. But it has our 50-year logo right here on there, as well as on our new sweatshirts that we have. I know a lot of you like all our new merch. We've already been promoting it.
You
can
what?
Always get it.
Merch.
Yeah, merch.
That's what
it's short
call it?
For
merch?
Merchandise.
Oh, okay.
Get with it, Jesse.
Oh, yeah, I get it. Yeah. Praise God.
But anyway, this is a great testimony that came in. I want to read it because you were talking about the beginning. It says, Constance says, happy anniversary to you. 50 years of ministry. Jesus lives so big in you and through you both. We started watching you back in 2018 and have been so blessed. We love to hear the messages that are delivered every service through Jesse, Kathy, and whoever is preaching. It's always powerful, packed, and anointed. Covenant Church is a beautiful family church, totally centered around God's word. That's why we keep on watching, because God is doing great things in you and through you. Thank you, Jesse and Kathy, for always being a shining example of what obedience to God looks like. We are so honored and blessed to be your partners. God bless you always. Thank you, Constance.
That just blesses me.
Isn't that wonderful?
And you know what? I've got partners that started out with me 50 years ago.
Right.
My first partners that ever came to my became a part of my ministry was Virginia and Tommy Mac Williams. Well, mm-hmm. Tommy was a policeman, a deputy of the Bossier City sheriff's office, I think.
Right.
And he went home to be with the Lord not too long ago, but we got to see Virginia, his wife, the other day.
Yeah, just recently we made a post on social media because we surprised the pastor at the church,
yes.
Danny Moff, Pastor Danny Moffat,
right.
who was retiring, and the church let us know about it. So we sneaked in and we
had
were
a wonderful time.
Be a blessing. We took a picture with Virginia and Tommy.
And you know,
I mean, excuse me, Virginia and Danny.
That's
and
right.
his wife, Kathy.
Now watch this. In all those years, they never missed a month.
What a blessing.
Now I want to tell you something. That's discipline and dedication, which brings me to the verse I want to quote. It's 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse, I believe it's 58. It says, I believe I'm going to just quote it. Be ye therefore, let me just read it. So perfect. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, mm-hmm. immovable, abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. I can honestly say that I have kept that verse to the T. Mm-hmm. I have spiritual, physical, financial. Not bragging on it, because when I got born again, I just never thought God would ever call me to preach the gospel. I thought, Lord, you know, does he remember how bad of a sinner I was?
I've kept that verse, too, and I knew you were called before you were.
Yes, you were. That's true, yeah. That's really true.
You came kicking and screaming.
Oh, because, and I'll tell you why. I mean, we never read the Bible much, didn't know anything about anything. Man, I didn't want to say something wrong doctrinally, so I went, man, I stayed away from that pulpit. You know what I'm saying? I might sing a song, play a little piano, some guitar or something like that.
Yeah, I understand that.
But boy, I want to tell you something. But when God called and I made that step, and I'll never forget, you get out the boat of religion. Because let me tell you something, Jesus is not in the boat, he's on the water.
Amen.
And I've been walking that water ever since, steadfast, immovable, abounding in the work of the Lord. Mm-hmm. For I know. Mm. And you say, I believe.
Right.
For I know. My labor is not in vain. And it's just such a blessing. I hope we bring joy to your life. Also, God has given me something that I never thought I would ever have. And that's the anointing of increase. It's on me, ladies and gentlemen. It is on me. Everything I touch prospers. Think about that. My Lord. Why? And I asked the Lord, why, Lord? He said, because I can trust you. When you partner with this mission, all these, that doesn't go to us. We give just like you do. I mean, exactly. There's a vast difference between Jesse the Planet's ministry and Jesse the Planet's. IRS knows what that's all about. That's fine. This is me here, personal. But Jesse the Planet ministry is a nonprofit corporation, religious corporation, reaching people, changing lives, one soul at a time. And see, you give to this ministry, you get a tax deductible receipt. If you give to me personally, you don't. Why? Because I'm an individual just like you are. And I'm not asking for anything. I'm just saying that's what I'm talking about. So when I went in the ministry, I didn't realize what ministry was. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize how cruel some people could be. But it didn't make any difference. I didn't care. I was so excited that God had called us to preach this glorious gospel. And you know what? I'm still just as excited today, 50 years later, than it was when I first started back there. And you are too.
Yeah.
I've seen that in you, you know. And then, not too long ago, I said maybe 30 years ago, 20 years ago, the Lord called you to preach the gospel. Mm-hmm. And I thought, man, Kathy can't preach the gospel.
Yeah, I was always behind
so
the scenes, always kicking you out there in the front, but I was taking care of the details behind the scenes.
Yeah, and did a great job.
But the Lord said it was time for me. Now, when I first stepped out, I wasn't quite, everybody has to start somewhere.
Well, sure you do. Yeah,
I've
proud of
you. I've grown
over
the years. I'm not where I want to be, but I've grown a lot.
Well, I'm still growing myself, and we're both growing. We're going to grow till Jesus comes or we go by the way of the grave.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't make any difference,
because if you stay steadfast, immovable, you're going to always abound in the work of the Lord. And that's what we've been doing for 50 years now.
And why?
Because, abounding.
Yeah, why? And the reason why, you answer the question why? For you know that your labor is not in vain.
That's right.
Now, I say, well, how do you do it all the time? Ephesians 3:20. Now, can you quote it?
Yes, it says, unto God, he's able to do exceedingly,
abundantly
above
all we can possibly ask or
think
according
to the power
that worketh
in
you.
Ephesians 3:20.
See, so what we do is just obey what's in us. Mm-hmm. What's in us? Christ in us, the hope of glory. My right. God, what a blessed
well,
of the
but
Lord.
Verse 30, or verse 56 starts with the word therefore.
Okay.
So that means there's something before that that
yeah.
was there
for. Find out what it's there for, yeah. Read it, Mom.
Yeah, it's a verse 57 says, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Because you have the victory, therefore you can, through Jesus Christ, you can be steadfast, you can be immovable, and you can always abound in the work of the Lord. Isn't that a wonderful
100%.
Thing?
100%. And do you have that be steadfast in the Passion Translation?
I do.
I will give you a different translation.
I just read it in the Amplified, not the Passion, but to myself, and I'll
okay.
read it in the Passion.
Read in the Passion. Or the Amplified.
I'll read it Passion because like you asked for that one first. You want to start with 57?
You can.
57 says, but we thank God for giving us the victory as conquerors through our Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus, the Anointed One. So now, beloved one, stand firm and secure. Live your lives with an unshakable confidence. We know that we prosper and excel in every season by serving the Lord, because we are assured that our union with the Lord makes our labor productive with fruit that endures. Isn't
that's
that wonderful?
Powerful.
That,
I mean,
that.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this,
stuff works.
It does.
And I mean, not some of the time, all the time. That doesn't mean you don't have trouble in life. That doesn't mean the devil don't attack. He's doing that all the time. That's sad to say, a lot of times he uses Christian people to attack you because they don't really understand the Word of God. They're religiously brainwashed and not New Testament taught. Not being critical, just being truthful here. You see what I'm saying? And I know something about religion. It's always trying to limit you. When you serve an unlimited God, religion is a theological wilderness. It's a garden of weeds. You know, and pulling weeds is a pain, man. That kind of stuff. Ask
Jesse,
Kathy.
If I asked him to pull the weeds, he wouldn't do it. He would just, I
found
think
a
you
solution.
Didn't want that job, so he just cut it
no,
down.
I found a solution. I got a lawnmower and cut everything down.
So and that assured him of never being asked again.
Yeah, I didn't want to pull him weeds.
So when it took time.
Yeah. Now read another translation.
The Amplified, I just found it. The Amplified of 57 and 58 in 1 Corinthians 15 says, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory, making us conquerors through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be firm, steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, always being superior, excelling, doing more than enough, in the service of the Lord, knowing and being continually aware that your labor in the Lord is not futile, it is never wasted or to no purpose. That's great.
My God, it's so,
love
now,
that.
You know, I want to talk a little bit about some of the beginnings.
Okay.
All right. When I first preached, I preached at Terrebonne Full Gospel Temple in Houma, Louisiana on January the 4th, 1976. How I got to that position was on a Sunday morning. This wonderful pastor who's now in heaven, Brother Sidney Rafer, got up right before we were closing Sunday morning services. And he said, ladies and gentlemen, we have a guest speaker today, tonight. And we had a Sunday morning, Sunday night service. And me and Kathy went, oh, we like guests, but who wonder who it is? Maybe, maybe we get to meet him or we could take him to lunch or something. Just trying to be nice. He said, ladies and gentlemen, Jesse the Planet is going to be preaching tonight. I went, I mean, I almost swallowed my tongue. I went, ooh, no, no. And I went, no. And he looked, and he dismissed. Man, I come around. I said, Brother Rip, whoa. He said, I'm telling you, the Lord spoke to him. I said, well, he didn't speak to me. He said, you ain't listening. You are going to preach tonight. You are called to preach. Because he saw it like you saw it. Mm-hmm. I didn't say, no, I could play the piano. I said, you want me to lead your choir? You know, I'm a musician. You know, I can handle it. But, buddy, that pulpit, I still respect it greatly today. Anyway. It's the only time that that church was jam-packed that night, plus people standing, leaning on the side of the wall. That wasn't a very big place.
Right.
But I tell you what, and I preached my sermon on Lazarus, mm-hmm. on the mummy that was wrapped there. You remember that? That's 1976.
Oh, yeah, I remember it.
Oh, man. Now, I didn't know nothing about evangelism, but I knew I was called, and God established it right then and there. Immediately, here's something else in 50. I never had nothing wrong with calling and asking people to come to the meetings or come to a church. I never had a chance to do that because they start calling me. I do this now because people say, well, it's hard to get you. So when you got a day off or if you got a Sunday or a Wednesday, call us and we'll receive it, that kind of stuff. And I started traveling. Now, I've always understood traveling because I've traveled most of my adult life. And in fact, a person asked me the other day, have you lived in New Orleans all your life? I said, not yet. I'm still here, praise God. You know, so I just started traveling. And it was amazing. And I remember the progress of my sermons and things of that nature. Had a lot of persecution. Ooh, you know why? I was different. Mm-hmm. I didn't wear a tie. What I wore, gold chains. Yeah. I looked like a Christian Mr. T.
It was the early 70s.
Oh, yeah, early 70s. Because I still had that nightclub
still
flair.
Still had long hair.
Oh, yeah.
On your ears. Oh, yeah. They called it long because you had trimmed it, but it was just still kind of
long.
Yeah,
but now you really got long in the rock world.
Yeah.
But anyway, but it didn't make no difference. And I never thought anybody would ever steal an offering, but they did. And there was times I didn't eat for a whole week, but I thought, well, I'll just fast. I never got angry. I never got mad. Ran out of gas, had to hitchhike home.
I got mad.
Yeah, Kathy got angry. She got mad, but I never did.
Well, because they were doing it to you, and I was...
And I appreciate that.
I didn't appreciate
but
that.
But I know, but I'm not appreciate what they did.
Right.
But I just thought, why would they do such a thing? Mm-hmm. But you know what? God honored me. And listen, this is the most amazing thing. I'd maybe driving home, and I hadn't eaten a week. Nothing. And I stop at a store. You know, they took the offer. I just stopped at a store. I remember I had to use, you didn't have cell phones. I wanted to call Kathy to let her know. This man walks up to me, touches my heart when I think about that. You know, when in payphone, you remember the old payphone? Where Superman used to come out from Clark Kent to Superman. And he looked at me and said, young man, the Lord told me to do something for you. And I went, huh? He didn't know me. I didn't know him. And he gave me more than the budget that I needed for that week. Mm-hmm. I think it was $700 or $400 the first time at that store. That was like $40,000. And the Lord said, I will always take care of you because you won't quit. Well, I don't have to quit in me.
Right.
To do what?
Because you're steadfast.
The people say that all the time. When are you going to retire? When Kathy retires, and she ain't retired, and neither am I. Why? And it's not that we need a job. We could have retired, 25, 30 years ago, and me and her go to Hawaii and just suffer for Jesus the rest of our life. We ain't got time for that. We're reaching people, changing lives, one soul at a time.
I got another translation. The Message Bible says of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57 and 58 says, but now in a single victorious stroke of life,
ooh, glory,
all three, sin, guilt, death, are gone. The gift of our Master, Jesus Christ, thank God. With all this going for us, my dear friends, stand your ground and don't hold back. Throw yourselves into the work of the Master, confident that nothing you do for him is a waste of time or effort.
My God, that's powerful. I mean,
so everything that we've done over these 50 years, in fact, in our magazine, we're celebrating it. You'll see if you get our magazine, it says 50 years here, and Jesse's on the cover with Jesse and I here. But in the magazine is a lot of other things as well, commemorating what we've done and what we're called to do, which is to reach people and change lives one soul at a time. And every place that we've gone throughout the whole world, all these 50 years, the first part of it, the first few years was just right here in our state of Louisiana. Then God began to branch it out into other states and then into other nations of the world.
Well, one every fellowship, place, I preached to 300 churches in the state of Louisiana. Just one
yes,
fellowship.
In the Assemblies of God
Assemblies
when you first started out.
And also in the Church of God.
Yeah.
Both of them. I mean, I was working every week. Most people were struggling to get meetings. Mm-hmm. In those days, you know, pastors didn't hardly travel. They just, you know, preached at the church and an evangelist traveled. But God was so good and gracious to us.
Well, I mean, in every place we went, it was because our partners sent us. God, in the beginning, we didn't have partners. We trusted God for everything. And then eventually we trusted him to bring us partners. And he did, like you said, first partner, Virginia McWilliams is still
Tommy
alive.
Tommy McWilliams. Oh, and, man.
But every person, some people have given us monthly. Some have given us once a year. Some have given us just a one time. But every person throughout that whole
some
time.
Some daily.
Some, well, I mean, over the years is what I'm referring
right.
to.
Mm-hmm.
They've been a part of where the journey and where we are today is because of all those that have stood with us in faith, with their finances or in their prayers, trusting God, those that have invited you to speak, invited me to speak, and given at those meetings and donations and purchased products. All these things have helped us to build what we have today right here in Destrehan, Louisiana. We
debt-free.
Have a beautiful debt-free facility, including a beautiful sanctuary where we hold JDM events as well as our Sunday, our regular church services here at Covenant Church. But every step of the way, God has led us And it's because of people that have stood with us, helping us to reach people and change lives one soul at a time. And I want to just take this moment to thank all of our partners who have been with us through the journey. Some have been with us for their lifetime, for a long time, so the lifetime of this ministry. Others have just become recently partners.
Well, let me just say this. We've had some that went home to be with the Lord. And listen to this. Put the ministry in their will.
They did.
I didn't even know about it.
Yes.
All of a sudden, lawyers called us. And they said, you Jesse Planters, and they talked, and I said, yeah, you know, I didn't. Well, you know, she went home, she passed away. So I didn't say, oh, I'm sorry to hear that. You know, I didn't. And you're in her will. I'm in her will? We never asked for that.
Right.
Nothing wrong with it, I guess. I just never thought of that.
They're still part of the outreach, part of doing everything that we do.
I mean, it's the most amazing thing, you see. But you know what? We were willing to do the work.
Right.
And still are.
Mm-hmm.
And to all our partners and friends, I thank you. You know, let me just say this. I wish everything was free, but it's not. I'll tell you something else. We never charged anybody. Every time we've gone somewhere.
We've paid our own
expense. A lot of ministers have learned that from me, buddy. I never charged, even when I go overseas. And then some people want to criticize me about that jet on. I never charged anybody to fly that jet. I never tell them how much it costs to go over there and come back. Because I'm so busy, I got to get back. You know what I'm talking about if you've flown the airlines. It is rough. So, I mean, you don't know if you're going to make it home. You know how that is. And they do the best they can. I'm not being critical of them. But what happened was I didn't charge. I still don't. And I never will. I never will. I never. Why? Because my God, I don't know about your God, but my God supplies all, mm-hmm. not some, all. Now, you say my need according to his riches and glory. I just stick with the word all.
Yeah.
Spiritual, physical,
stop
financial.
Good enough.
Every which way, shape, form you can think of, it is there. Mm-hmm. And it's just such a blessing of the Lord. So thank you, partners, for doing that. And all the, in fact, I'm going to just tell you this. You may not realize you have traveled all over the world with me. You have never been a day without prayer in 50 years. We pray for our partners.
Mm-hmm.
We pray for people. We believe. See, now a lot of ministers have come out of my ministry. I have a lot of spiritual sons, and a lot of them do exactly the same thing. And I mean, and they just do it. They say, you know, we don't charge nobody. We receive an offering. That's what I said. I receive a love offering. And you know what? And people say, well, suppose you don't have enough. I don't even think that way. Why? Because my God supplies all. Now in him is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all grace, all spiritual, physical, and financial. And it's just that simple. I mean, really, don't complicate it. It's literally that simple. Like, for example, this magazine. I want you to look at it. I don't know if you can see it here.
Sure.
Most people don't do this too much anymore. Everything's digital, which is great.
We have digital as well.
We have this is on digital too.
In Spanish and English.
But this costs a lot of money because it's full color printing and everything. And I've had people.
And the postage.
Yeah, and the postage, man. They say, why do you keep doing this? Well, Kathy has an iPad. Me, I like a book. And I just like to hold it in my hand. And so there's some people like me, so we do it. Now, I don't know if it still costs this much, but we spend about $3 million a year to do this. That we can do it digitally for a lot less. Oh, God, I don't know
That's
how much.
That's because of the postage and physical
yeah.
paper printing costs.
Yeah, the whole ball of wax that it takes to do that. But,
right.
you know, people enjoy that and look for it. That's one of the tools. We've had so many people get born again and saved reading that magazine.
Right, and over 40 million copies have gone out throughout the world when I stopped counting years
Never
ago.
Never charging
a
lot,
dime. Since, I think, 81 or 86.
When you give an offering to this ministry, I want you to know this. 100% of it goes in the world evangelism. It doesn't go to me and Kathy. It goes in world evangelism to reach people, change lives, one soul at a time.
And now it's through many different platforms. Of course, we started out with just your Bible when you'd go to
churches.
Oh,
yeah, didn't have nothing.
Then
you
had like music albums. You did 5 albums where you would sing. And
Jesse 1, Jesse 2, Jesse 3, Jesse 4, Jesse 5. I kind of copied it from Chicago. Chicago 1, Chicago 2, Chicago 3.
I remember helping you pick the songs for those and you would sing.
I wrote the first 2.
You wrote lots of them, and most of them actually. And then I remember getting cassette tapes together of copies of sermons that you started preaching.
I heard of 8-track tapes.
That was when the music was, but the cassettes were from the preaching. And I remember they don't even have cassettes today, but we've converted a lot of those over to CDs.
I hated
and
them
a lot
cassettes.
Of those are on.
Shh. shh.
A lot of those are on our app.
They couldn't make them quiet. Shh. You know, I don't know why, but it just did that, you know.
It's what are you doing? On your shirt.
Oh, that woman's like a monkey. She's always picking on me, man. Hallelujah. See this microphone here? They're always trying to fix it just right. And I tell them, there's a man under this shirt here. You understand? Don't pull the hair on the chest.
Yeah, the
it
response
hurts.
Is...
You know, men are very, very sensitive. They don't pull their eyebrows. That hurts. Don't do that.
Yeah, and when I'm trying to help you, the answer is not, she's like a monkey. The answer is, thank you. Just
well,
teach
you know, your monkeys
I still have to teach you after
always,
55 years.
A monkey's
years.
Always doing this. You know, they're always picking on you, you know?
It's a shame I have to. Pick on
And I've been married to her
55 years.
I know it. 55 years, going on 56. But I'd do it again.
Aw.
I'd pick on you.
You're always picking on me.
Hallelujah. It's so good. I'm telling you, you can tell we have a happy life. We enjoy it. And you know why? Christ in us.
Amen.
The joy of the Lord is
He's
our strength.
He's the one who gives us the victory. He's the one who enables us to be steadfast after 50 years, still wanting to go forward because we're looking forward to Jesus coming back. Jesse's been talking a lot lately about it, and we may give you some more news coming forward.
Yeah.
But he's been talking about going to different places around the nation or different, maybe even the world, just centering in on the vision or the trip that he had to heaven many years ago, and he wants to go around talking about that and sharing that again, because really that was the assignment that he gave you when you went to heaven. He says, go tell them I'm coming. Jesus is coming, and we're continuing this ministry because our eyes are focused on his return.
Well, even though people have got the book and got the video, they love to hear it in person. Mm-hmm. I'm praying about that. Also,
yeah, y'all pray with
I
us
wanna
about
do,
that.
I've never done a partner meeting. I want to go around to partner me, maybe rent a hotel ballroom or something like that and speak to my partners or people that want to become a partner, they can, whatever. They call them meet and greets. You know, I know a lot of people, but I don't get to touch many people. I'm in and out constantly running all the time. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for these 50 years. Mm-hmm. I want to thank God for calling us to do this.
Yes.
As we do this, you know, and I want to thank you for supporting this ministry. You know, this is January 1st, and I think we ought to receive an offer to start. You see, you start with a seed, you end with a harvest.
Amen.
Just that simple. So I'm going to ask you to give today the first day. Yeah, not to me. I mean, you could if you want to, but I'd be honest with you, I'd prefer you give it to the ministry and become a part of it. And I'll pray for you, and I believe this with every fiber of my being, every fiber, everything. That the anointing of increase that's on me will come upon you. If you'd like to do that, mm-hmm. Now you don't have to, but if you'd like to, you can go to jdm.org. That's our website. Hit a donate button and give that way. You can use PayPal if you want to use that. You can text to give a one-time donation or a recurring one. Mm-hmm. You can use our free JDM apps and select the giving you want. Kathy really likes the free JDM app. And or you can mail in an old-fashioned check, you know, those kind of things if you want to. I hope you do, because we've asked the Lord for every dollar given to our ministry, give us a soul into the kingdom. That's what we're doing. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you, this is the first thing that I do in 2026. Our theme this year, and I'm going to be preaching on it January the 4th, and I want you to, if you can, tune into a covenant church, I'll be preaching it there. Use your faith voice. Mm-hmm. Only say what faith says. Mm-hmm. I'll give you a point. When you use your faith voice, it's not you talking, it's God talking through you.
Praise God, that's good.
See what I'm saying? In other words, you please God by faith, mm-hmm. stepping out, going as far as you can go and then take one more step. Use your faith voice, only say what faith says. In St. John, there's a scripture, I paraphrase it. Jesus said, I only say what my Father says, mm-hmm. and I only do what my Father says to do.
Wow.
That's what we endeavor to do here. All the time. So thank you for 50 years. Now, let's go into the future together. Why not? Let's do another 50 years. But just, you know how old you'd be? Yeah. That ain't, I got the promise of 120 years. I'm 76. So how many years that is up to 120? Anybody can figure that out real quick?
Well,
we can believe God for that. You know, and if you'll use me,
years,
I'll do it.
39 years?
39. 44 years here, and it'd be a blessing. Look, I think how old Chrissy would be at 44 years from now.
I believe Jesus is going to come before then. We're all going to get our new bodies. That doesn't have any sags on it, any wrinkles.
Yeah, Lord Jesus. But that's okay. We're still here.
Yes.
Thank each and every one of you. And I mean that sincerely. If you like to get the free magazine, all you got to do is get on our mailing list. If you want to know more about our ministry, go to jdm.org. It is designed with you in mind, and you will be blessed. And I mean that sincerely. I want to say Happy New Year.
Yes.
And thank you for your gift today.
Yes.
I'm going to say thank you for your gift in December of 2026. I believe you're going to become a monthly partner. I hope so. Throughout the whole year.
Right.
I hope so. I promise you.
And just think of all the people that will be reached, all the lives that will be changed.
I promise you, I won't take a dime or a dollar of it.
Amen.
It'll go 100% into world evangelism. And you know, the times of deficit spending will be over.
Mm-hmm.
I asked the Lord this year, Lord, put this anointing of increase on people. But you can't do it without sowing a seed into this ministry. It's just that simple. And then I'm going to ask him to give you what he said about me, that he can trust you.
Mm.
The greatest gift anyone has ever given me in my life is trust. You know, Kathy married me because she trusts me, and we trust each other. It's all about it. All about it. 50 years. Kathy, it's been wonderful working with you all these 50 years and 55 years of marriage, too, and all that kind of stuff. Because without you, I wouldn't have got saved. And my mama said that Jesse will not get saved unless we get to Kathy first. That's her mama. And mama and them got born again, but I was such a heathen, I didn't want to think about that kind of stuff. Thank you from the bottom of my heart, what you do for us. And keep sending in testimonies, and maybe we can get to read some of those and you'll be blessed.
Yeah.
Until next week. 2026. Jesse and Kathy saying, we love you. God bless you. And remember this, use your faith voice, because if you do that, you're going to have what you say. See you next week. Bye-bye.